Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley and you're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series where the focus is on protecting the environment. This week we'll be joined by Pauline McDonough from MyWaste.ie to talk about the new brown bin legislation which has just come into effect. But first, we send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out if people realise the importance of proper food waste disposal and if indeed they know about the new legislation.
I live in an apartment block. We have shared bins. I'm not sure where the bin will go in, but I'm excited to use it.
We live in a shared house, but like a brown bin, we don't have one at the moment. But like now that it's required, obviously way better. Yeah,
we're pretty good for recycling, but yeah, we wouldn't really have anywhere to put our organic food waste at the moment.
I didn't know though about the legislation.
Really important to us that we properly recycle our waste and that we have proper categories of bins. So we have our brown bin and we use it.
I only use it for garden waste, that's all. I don't believe in putting food into it.
Well, it's actually illegal to put food waste into anything other than a brown bin. Joining us now from MyWaste.ie is Pauline McDonough. And Pauline, this new legislation basically means that every household will now be provided with a brown bin for food and garden waste.
Hi, Carol, and hi to all your listeners. So this is great news for everybody because this is the final part of a puzzle that actually began back in 2013 when we started to roll out a third bin or a bin for food and garden waste. And this is part of EU legislation to provide for a separate collection of those materials. But it's been brought in phases. And now this final piece of the legislation is to provide every household with this service from the 1st of January this year.
And as we are now into January, you know, I'm going to assume it's already in effect. I'm also going to assume that perhaps there are people who haven't been able to avail of the service, that it's going to take some time to roll out.
Exactly. So the best thing for anybody to do who doesn't have the service is to contact their current waste collector. And that collector will be able to tell them when the service will be in their neighbourhood, if you get me.
Okay. Pauline, can we just talk about the brown bin for a moment? What is it exactly that goes into the brown bin? If that isn't an obvious question. It isn't really, because a lot of people are still confused as to what goes into which bin.
Absolutely. And MyWaste.ie was specifically set up by the government to help all households and businesses across the country with these questions. So a brown bin service is for all of our organic waste. So organic waste are things that have been living. So in our homes, the most important thing that we need to separate in terms of organic waste is our food waste. Now, some of your listeners may already be home composting. And those people who are home composting, they know that they can only put raw material into their home composter to avoid attracting vermin. But with your brown bin service, you can have cooked and raw foods. So things like peelings, plate scrapings, eggshells. You know, there's always food that's gone off as well, even with the best of intentions. So also what people sometimes forget is that in the brown bin service, we can add napkins, we can add kitchen rolls, coffee grounds, eggshells, as I mentioned a moment ago. And then even other things like a plant that has died. That compost that the plant and the dead plant can go into your brown bin service, flowers that are dead, and then also in the summertime, small amounts of garden waste. So things like hedge clippings and grass can also go into the brown bin service.
Is there an additional charge for this for households?
Yes. So again, I can't answer for 51 collectors. Every collector has a price plan. So this is where the customers need to look on the website and talk to their waste collector. So the collector may decide to charge you to drop the brown bin to you. But the way waste management is set up in Ireland, we are incentivizing people to use their recycling bin and their brown bin. So those two bins should be provided at a cheaper rate than the general waste bin is. Because if we didn't do that bin, why would they be encouraged to use it? So I think what's really important that listeners need to understand here is that this is an environmental action and it's something that we can all get involved in within our own households. If we don't separate out organic material, when that material is incinerated, for example, we lose it as a resource. It's gone. And also, if we put it into a landfill site, it's going to release methane gas into the environment. But if we collect it separately, what we can do is either send it for composting, or we can anaerobically digest it to make a renewable green energy, which effectively is sold into the grid as electricity. So by separating out your organic and your food waste, you are doing something very positive within your own household in terms of climate action.
And again, Pauline, if anybody wants to find out more information, if they have any questions, you have a ton of information on the website mywaste.ie.
That's it, yeah. And you can search by item, or you can look at the different, all your information on how to manage your household and your business waste here in Ireland.
Pauline McDonough from mywaste.ie, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this week. And once again, a very happy new year. Very happy and sustainable new year to you.
Thank you, Carol, and happy new year to all your listeners.
And that's this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes or you want to find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative, you'll get all of that on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours-to-protect.ie for more info.